Once Jesus has redeemed us, we begin new lives in restored fellowship with God. The blessings we receive as part of redemption are numerous, expansive, and valuable beyond measure. Some of them we enjoy now. Others we'll receive when we die. And still others we'll get when Jesus returns and consummates the new heavens and new earth. So, what are some of these blessings? What are some of the benefits of our redemption?
When sin entered the world through Adam, our relationship with God was disrupted. We see that in Adam and Eve trying to hide from God, covering their nakedness. Of course, God expelling them from the Garden of Eden after he's confronted them over their sin. The relationship is broken. We're now guilty before the righteous justice of God. We need restoration. We need reconciliation. We need forgiveness. But even more than that, we need to be accounted right in God's sight, not just to be put back to zero, but to be accounted righteous in God's sight. Jesus has done that for us in terms of the relationship. He obeyed where Adam failed to obey. He kept God's covenant commands, start to finish, inside and out. And therefore, we are declared right in God's sight because Jesus' righteousness is credited to us. And the climax of his obedience is his suffering death for us. And that suffering of death for us cleanses our conscience, cleanses our record of guilt. Those are the two sides that we often think of when we talk about that big word justification. That God has cleared our record of our guilt because of Jesus' death for us, and that God has credited our record with Jesus' righteousness because of his obedience for us. And along with that external, that forensic, legal restoration of our relationship comes right on its heels and right with it that wonderful theme of adoption, that we are declared to be children of God. Again, because we're united to God's eternal Son, we are now adoptive sons and daughters of the living God and brothers and sisters of Jesus, the eternal Son. That would be enough, but there's more. The Holy Spirit, in applying to us what Jesus has done for us, also applies that work of our union with Christ subjectively. Paul talks about this in Romans 6 when he talks about our dying to sin and being raised to righteousness. That's a dimension that Paul says now that's going to make for a new way of living, for a new freedom from the tyranny and the dominion of sin in our lives. Not that we'll never sin again, but we no longer need to be dominated by sin as though it were our Lord. It's no longer our Lord. We've died, and we've been raised with Christ. And so the Spirit begins his lifelong, patient, quiet, relentless work of conforming us more and more to the image of Christ. That's what we call sanctification. What a wonderful benefit that is of the gospel, of the fact that we're united to Christ by faith. And sanctification is leading to the day that we speak of as glorification, when we will be made like Christ, when we see him at his return and are made like him in every respect. No more sin, no more guilt, no more suffering or sorrow or pain. And it all flows to us because we are united to Christ by the work of the Spirit drawing us to trust and to rest in Jesus and what he's done for us.
When we look at the world today, we see that people are longing for meaning, for significance, for purpose. And there's so much confusion in our culture. What is life all about? What is the reason for living? Why am I here? And so people try all sorts of things to find meaning and significance, whether they pursue their job or sexuality, or drugs. I mean, there are all kinds of venues and paths where people are trying to find happiness and joy. But the gospel tells us our fundamental need as human beings is to be in a right relationship with our Creator, with the one who made us. And the gospel tells us the truth about ourselves. It's a very difficult truth to accept. And that truth is that we are alienated from him. The truth is that I, Tom Schreiner, am wicked. I'm an evil person. And that's a very hard thing to bear. We all know what it's like to be in a conversation with someone and they point out one of our sins and we resist it. We're defensive. And the gospel tells us our Creator is saying that to us. The one who made us is saying, "You are evil. You have displeased me." And it takes a great work of the Holy Spirit, doesn't it, to admit that and to stand before God naked, as it were, and to say, I have displeased you. I have rebelled against you. I am a wicked person. But the gospel doesn't end there, does it? The gospel says that God sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to atone for our sins, to absorb the wrath of God. God, out of his love, sent his Son so that our sins could be forgiven, so that if we put our trust in him, we can be forgiven of our sins. And when we come to that experience, when we turn to Jesus Christ for such forgiveness, there is an incredible sense of peace, a sense of rightness with the world, because it truly is a rightness with the world. We suddenly realize this is what we are created for. We are created to be in right relationship with God. We recognize at that moment, when we confess our sins and we're forgiven of our sins, this is the truth about me. I'm flawed. I'm fallible. I was just reading the story yesterday of a very famous person and one of his children was criticizing him for his sins. And it just struck me again, isn't this the story of us all? We are flawed, sinful people. But when we confess our sins, we're honest with ourselves, we turn to Christ for forgiveness, we experience peace with God, as Paul says in Romans chapter 5. We're a new creation now. And obviously there are struggles in our lives as Christians. We still have trials and difficulties. But I think we have that sense of abiding peace. The love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. And we sense now that nothing can separate us from God's love because we've been forgiven of our sins. We have a new status as God's children. We have a new destiny. We're filled with hope and we're filled with joy and we're given strength to make it through these pilgrim days.